Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. Knowing when you need support. We can often find ourselves grappling with personal and professional challenges. Challenges that require additional guidance and support. And while you can read more books or you can scroll through some of the amazing resources available online, there is something really powerful in working with a coach. Making the decision to invest in yourself is hard for many reasons, from the financial investment to the time and energy investment, from the fear of what change might look like to being comfortable with making yourself a priority. When I decided that I wanted and frankly I needed to work with Amel, my coach, it was a really tough moment for me. Not only was I putting myself out there to my family, sharing that I needed support, but I was taking money from our savings to pay for it. The guilt that I experienced was incredible. It almost stopped me. When I considered what that amount of money would cover in terms of school fees or work around the house or potential family holidays. But then at the same time, I'm okay with putting money into these things. Why can't I invest in myself? I contribute a great deal to the family. Why can't I ask for something in return? The guilt, though, is real. Even once I was able to rationalize the benefits that coaching would provide me in my business, there was still an underlying icky feeling. I had to be strong in my mindset. I had to be clear in my mind that this was important to me and it would be important to my family too. Working with my coach was a family contribution, and there's an upside to the family contributing. I include them more in what I'm doing, what I'm thinking. We celebrate my wins together. Just last weekend, we had dinner at a local restaurant to celebrate an important milestone in my business. It was really fun to get dressed up and go out together. As we walked to the restaurant, the girls peppered me with questions about the win. And as they learned more about it, they were really, really excited for me. Making my decision to work with a coach was truly a balance of costs and benefits. Yes, there is a financial cost, and I'm asking my family to provide it. And there's a time and energy cost. But the benefits I achieve through our work together are priceless. From the very first question Amel asked me, everything started to shift for me. There is an incredible power in having someone else's viewpoint, someone objective and able to ask those deeper questions. As a result of our work together, I can continue to grow with clarity, knowing my personal and business goals and my plan to get there. I know I'm on the right track, and that's empowering. It's not just me that struggles to make the investment in themselves. It's often the first conversation I have once clients have decided to work with me, how hard it was to make that decision to invest in their personal growth. In fact, one client shared that she got my proposal the same day she got a quote to replace the gutters on her house. It actually made the decision a little easier for her. If she could feel comfortable spending money on the house, then she could spend it on herself too. Working with a coach is like working with a personal trainer for your mind and soul. Yes, you could work on your fitness at home. And over a period of time, you'd get great results. But if you worked with a personal trainer who pushed you, challenged you to go that little bit further and kept you accountable, you know you'll get those results even faster. A coach provides that same support for the personal and professional challenges you're facing. I know I could have continued downloading freebies and tuning in podcasts. I could have continued to use Google to get answers to my questions. But working with Amel literally changed my life. Working with a coach is about more than just the immediate question on your mind. Working with a coach touches on every aspect of your life. As a result of our work together, I'm a better person and my business is more profitable. I could have done it on my own, but it would have taken so much longer. As I shared last week, my decision was influenced by the advice that my dad gave me. But it was also motivated by a belief that I could do more, that I could be better, that I could show up more. Working with a coach is about being challenged. It's about the great questions they can ask you. It's about fast-tracking a shift, a change in your life. Investing in a coach is an investment in yourself. The guidance, support, the motivation that they give to accelerate your growth and unlock the new possibilities. Would I work with a coach again? Absolutely. Nothing in life is static. There is a constant need to improve and to continue growing. So I invite you now to ask yourself, what is it you want and how are you going to get that? If working with a coach sounds like it could get you there faster, then I invite you to book a free call with me today. Let's talk about you and your unique situation and how coaching might support you. I can't wait to connect with you.